You are listening to The Story of John Lewis, a biography book for new readers written by Tanya Leslie, Ph.D., read by David Edwards. Dedicated to changemakers everywhere, whose good trouble makes the world better. Chapter 1. A Hero is Born. Meet John Lewis. When John Lewis was a young boy, he was in charge of the chickens on his family's farm. He cared for them all and even named them. When he got older, he became a civil rights leader and a U.S. congressman. He spent most of his life speaking out against injustice. John Lewis was raised in an unfair America. When he was young, black and white people lived separately and unequally. John spent his life fighting to change that, but he fought peacefully. When people yelled, John stayed silent. While others raised their fists, John lowered his hands. When people yelled out bad words, John sang out freedom songs. It is not easy to stand up for peace, especially when others act with violence. John knew that fighting for equality was dangerous. He was beaten, kicked, and spat upon. He was jailed more than 40 times. Still, he stood his ground. He held on to his belief that people should be treated equally. People around the world watched his bravery, and they joined in to help. John Lewis never stopped fighting for justice, and he never stopped believing in peace. John's America. John Lewis was born on February 21, 1940, in a small farming community in Alabama. He lived near the city of Troy. He came from a big family. He was the third of 10 children. Most of his neighbors were family, too. John spent his early life never meeting a stranger. John's family had worked on the land since the days of slavery. White Americans in the South enslaved black people and forced them to work for free. After slavery ended in 1865, many laws and unfair practices were put into place to keep black people down. One unfair practice was sharecropping. White landowners rented land to black farmers. Then, at the end of the growing season, they shared the harvest. But the white landowners often took more than their fair share. They left the farmers with almost nothing. No matter how hard the black farmers like John's family worked, they barely made enough to live on. Black and white people lived separate lives. Their children went to different schools.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?